here's a story from The World.
People in Hong Kong are facing a different reality right now. For decades, the territory has been a semi-autonomous part of China with a distinct legal system and protections for free speech. But Beijing has imposed a new security law on Hong Kong. Critics say it has brought a quick end to many democratic freedoms there. In response, several tech companies, including Facebook, say they will stop turning over information requested by Hong Kong officials, at least temporarily. Here's The World's Lydia Amanalidou.
Here's a hypothetical scenario. Police somewhere in the world are investigating a crime. And to solve the case, they need information from the suspect's social media accounts, let's say their Facebook page. What they can do is go to Facebook and request that data and information. This is actually pretty common. Social media companies process thousands of these requests every year. But now, some are saying they're not willing to work with authorities in Hong Kong, at least temporarily. In a statement first reported by The World, Facebook said it's pausing these requests to further assess the national security law Beijing imposed on Hong Kong last week that will apply to requests for data from Instagram and WhatsApp, which Facebook owns. Justin Sherman is a fellow with the Atlantic Council, where he studies internet governance and cybersecurity.
For companies to come out now and say, okay, we're going to reassess what's going on here. We're going to look at whether we should be handing over user data is in some ways a recognition of the fact that the way that private companies operate online in Hong Kong is very likely about to change and quickly.
About to change because of the new and sweeping national security law Beijing imposed on the city. It gives authorities on the mainland broad new powers to police what people can say and do online and offline. If China thinks people in Hong Kong are committing acts of secession, subversion, terrorism, or collusion, they can be punished harshly. Things that people could say freely before are now criminalized.
In Hong Kong, where you previously had a free and open internet, it's likely that a lot of that criminalization of those broad categories of activities is going to mean that people can't speak and organize nearly as freely online as they could previously.
Janice Wong is already starting to see that happening. She's from Hong Kong and lives there now. She's also working on a PhD focused on data protection and privacy at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland.
People have been starting to kind of scrub their social media presence and are starting to self-censor and limit what they say online for fear, because I think of the question mark that the national security law brings.
One of those question marks is how the law could be used retroactively to go after people for things they said days, months, years before the law went into effect.
People are extra cautious as a result of that. So are not only kind of policing or kind of self-censoring what they're doing now, but actually going back in time and changing or deleting and removing some of their old posts.
Some people are also concerned that Beijing will tap into the law and implement the kind of widespread censorship that happens on the mainland under the so-called Great Firewall. Justin Sherman with the Atlantic Council says the new security law could have implications for all sorts of companies operating in Hong Kong.
Part of the benefit of a free and open internet in Hong Kong is that it helps the business environment there.
It's been a selling point for many companies, including, for example, online cloud storage companies.
That you can store your data in a geographically central spot in the Asia Pacific. You can store it in a place that's geographically proximal to the mainland, but is not subject to the same kinds of arbitrary authoritarian data collection and surveillance rules that are in place on the mainland.
The new law, he says, could be a huge bust, not just for free speech, but also for business. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.
From PRX.